Bells sometimes signal the beginning of a school day or a work day. At this company, the ringing of the bell is all day, every day. They've been doing this work for about 200 years, and their story is next on The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The Bevan Bell Company was established in 1832. C.C. Bevan says, today they are the only such bell company still in the U.S. You have probably never given much thought to the fact that this company's bells are all around you.
We make all of the bells for the Salvation Army across the country. So anytime you see someone out at a kettle ringing a bell asking for money, that is a Bevan Bell.
Remember the sound that ends stock trading in the Big Apple?
It was a Bevan Bell that rang on the New York Stock Exchange for 7 decades. Until we were replaced by an electronic bell.
Or what about a boxing match?
We were in most of Muhammad Ali's fights. You can hear the bell ringing, and when you look at a lot of those, it's done a bit differently now, but that was as a bell where you pull the chain and a huge loud sound, and that marks the end of each round.
Ring a bell for service at a hotel or the dry cleaner? It's probably a Bevan Bell. But times change, of course, and that's what makes this business interesting to CC.
It's a really fun product to talk about. There's just a lot of history. But more importantly, I really love the challenge of keeping bells relevant to people today and making people understand how and where they can constantly use bells in their life.
They've had to adapt to the changing use of bells and international competition as well. Today, many bells are given as gifts and are personalized for companies. And of course, there's a very famous bell from Saturday Night Live.
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell.
You'll find those words on some of the bells leaving the docks here, but we've yet to discuss the most famous Bevan Bell, a bell that is still their bestseller. It's next time as we travel the countryside in East Hampton, Connecticut. I'm Andrew McCrae.